Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The league executives, coaches, and scouts have spoken. We could talk about the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL. Or, if you want, we can talk about some of the other positions because...
No other positions matter, Kevin. I'm not sure if you know this or not.
I think you should care.
Who makes the most...
About... Well, okay. Agree.
Who has the most pie on the team?
Well, that actually is a really fascinating segment for another day.
Who has the most pie?
Who do you think has gotten the most pie from the salary cap on the team?
Quarterback. I just said quarterbacks.
Oh.
And wasn't it, didn't I say that? Shocker. So this quarterback's wife is pretty. You know, like, it just
yes.
seems like quarterback's wives are pretty.
Okay. I hope you'll indulge me for just 1 second and talk about interior offensive linemen. So this came out on Saturday. The number one interior offensive lineman in all of football, Creed Humphrey. Okay. With the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what's really interesting about this? As much crap as we talk about the Chiefs' offensive line, Trey Smith is number four, also with the Chiefs. Now, I realize it's usually focused on the tackles, and I get that. Quentin Nelson is number three, but here it is. Tyler Smith ranked as the number two best interior offensive lineman in all of football. His highest ranking was one. His lowest ranking was unranked. This one was crazy because even Creed Humphrey, his highest was one and his lowest was 10.
Okay.
Last year, he was honorable mention. But what do you think about the concept of Tyler Smith already being the second best interior lineman, offensive lineman in the NFL?
Should be no time.
Sexy pick.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Appreciate it and I agree. Just a matter of time before Booker's right there next to him.
That would be sweet.
In my opinion. And...
Although the Chiefs give you an example, you can have two great interior offensive linemen and still have struggles.
Tyler Smith last year, there were moments when you were like, dang. But then you realize that offensive line struggled at things last year at times. And he's having to carry the weight of a tackle that's not quite ready for the job yet. So he had to, you know, that was a growing pain he had to go through too. But dude, if you've been watching Tyler Smith, he is a mauler.
Yeah.
He's physical at the point of attack. He can drive you through a block. He's good at pass block. He's good at all the things. And so he's one of those that I think sometimes you might even take for granted because you don't watch his game. A lot of people don't watch the left guard's game. They just don't sit there and stalk it because they're watching the ball. Everybody out there, if you're hearing me say this right now, every sport you watch, you're watching the ball. Most people are watching where the ball starts, goes, and ends. So you're not usually watching the ancillary things. But Kevin, I absolutely agree. That's where he belongs. He's that good.
Kyle Hamilton, the number one safety, number one tight end.
What a
Yes.
Freaking athlete Kyle Hamilton is.
Number one safety, Brock Bowers. Jake Ferguson, or excuse me, tight end. Jake Ferguson was 16 on that list, if you wanted to know. Just told you about Tyler Smith. The top offensive tackle, Tristan Wirfs, followed by Penei Sewell, Lane Johnson, Trent Williams, and Jordan Mailata. So the interesting thing about that is you realize all five of those are in the NFC.
Stinks.
So why we lament, like, maybe the lack of quarterback play, and we'll get to that in just one second.
Which makes you kind of feel like, yeah, we did need a DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
This whole time because of what you were battling.
Yes. I think that is very fair. All right. Quarterbacks. Guys, I want you to work together. Can you tell me all 10 of the top 10 quarterbacks, or at least 9 of them? You don't have to go in order. We can get to that.
Steve DeBerg.
No, it's not Steve DeBerg.
And this is ESPN's list, correct?
This is ESPN's list. So I want you guys to work together.
I got this.
Can you give me the... Oh.
No. I mean, I'll start with Patrick Mahomes.
Did not make the list. I'm just kidding. He's obviously number one on the list. The lowest ranking he got was 4th. He is number one this year. He was number one last year. Patrick Mahomes, number one on the list.
Would you like to go next, Alec? Or
I would love to go next. I'm going to go with Haley Steinfeld's now husband, Josh Allen.
Josh.
Did she change her name?
Allen.
That's a good question.
Is she Haley Allen now?
I feel like Steinfeld would stick out more in the marketplace than Haley Allen. But who knows? She's probably famous enough now that she's fine either way. Josh Allen, number two on the list.
Can we take a little second to discuss something here?
Is it the movie Sinners?
No.
Okay.
But this is, I think it's in Fowler's conversation here. Josh Allen now, like people, him and Lamar Jackson seem to be paired next to each other because they keep losing to Mahomes. They haven't gotten there yet. Even though they have MVP caliber quarterback seasons and all of this, they just haven't gotten over the top yet. I think Josh Allen has, if you watch him play and you watch him earlier in his career and you watch him now, I think he's a much better quarterback than he was early in his career. His decision making, what he does with the ball, I think he's a lot better than he was early.
Now, if you go back a year, one of the people who voted in this called Josh Allen overrated, which had the Bills GM Brandon Bean respond and call that person, say that there are idiots everywhere. He was number 3 last year. This year, he's number 2. You guys are 2 for 2. Who's next?
I feel like Lamar Jackson's on this list.
Give me cut number 15. Is it this gentleman next?
First down and goal. Jackson keeps. Jackson to the edge. Touchdown, Ravens.
Now, Lamar Jackson is number 4 on the list. Highest ranking he got, number 1. Lowest ranking he got, number 6. That feels kind of brutal to me. So
I'm curious to know what it was.
Yeah, that's a good question. He led the NFL in total QBR, in yards per dropback, set a new high in touchdown passes, passing yards, yards per attempt. His total EPA was 16 points higher than any other quarterback. And somebody's like, 6th.
Kevin, if you watched this year, this was his best.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's passing season Agreed. We've ever seen. And look at the numbers, the touchdowns to interceptions. That tells the story for me. But just watching the touch he had on not just... He has a really good deep ball. He's a good deep ball thrower. But he had good touch on every other play.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. I really respected the way he went about his business this year.
Yeah, Alec, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It feels like there is a accepted top four hierarchy in quarterbacks. We're only missing one of those people. Who is it?
It's got to be Joe Cool. Joe Burrow.
Burrow, number three on the list. Peaked out at number one. Lowest ranking he got was five. Last year, he was second. So him and Josh Allen switched spots. All right, so you guys got the top four. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. That was the easy part. Now, it gets difficult.
Okay. Goff?
Jared Goff is number eight on the list. Mm. The highest ranking he got was fifth. The lowest ranking he got was not in the top 10. Last year, he was nine. This year, he's up to eight. And I do think we're in a spot. You look at these last 2 years in this voting where Jared Goff is an acknowledged top 10 quarterback in the league, which is weird.
Yeah, and you were talking about Penei Sewell earlier being the number two tackle. Watching quarterback, it's like that dude loves Jared Goff. Every time Jared Goff makes a good throw, he's the first one hugging him. And after games, he's the first one in the locker room. He loves Jared Goff. And I've gained a lot of respect from Goff, hearing how he came over to the Lions, began to build the foundation with Dan Campbell, and he is part of the fabric of the Lions now.
All right. So you guys have gotten your five for five. Alec Medford, who's next?
How about Mr. Long Handoff himself?
Matthew Stafford.
Did y'all see the explanation on that nickname the other day? Somebody texted in, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. They said the passes are so perfect that it's like a handoff because he just puts it right there in your hands. So it's a long handoff because he throws it right there into your hands.
See, it was one of those things like the origin story of the Joker or what's in a hot dog. Then I felt more excited not knowing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know?
Well, let's just leave it at that then. Okay. Whatever I said was a lie.
So,
not all the things I've said.
Matthew Stafford was number six. Here's the interesting thing about this. Lowest he got, not in the top 10. Highest ranking was fourth. That means one person bumped out one of that quartet of Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes for Matthew Stafford, which I just thought was interesting. You guys are six for six.
I think both of these are on the list, but I'm going to go with Baker next.
Baker, the touchdown maker, is number 10 on the list.
Barely.
Highest ranking he got was number five. And as you can probably guess, the lowest ranking was not in the top 10.
He balled out last year. And if he can do it again, that can put him in a different category of people.
Are we one season away then from Baker Mayfield potentially being an unquestioned top 10 quarterback?
I think so.
Okay. All right. A lot of pressure on you, Alex.
And I'm not a huge Baker guy either.
I'm going to go with the greatest quarterback of all time in made up scenarios, Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. Man, I'm so glad that you said that. Consider this. Justin Herbert is seventh on the list. That's all fine and well. The highest vote he got was third, which means at least one person thinks that Justin Herbert is better than two of the following players: Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. At least one person thinks he's better than two of those quarterbacks. And Alec is right. From a theoretical perspective, clearly Justin Herbert is the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. Now, will that ever translate into an MVP, some playoff wins? Who knows? All right, you guys are 8-for-8. All you have left is number 5 and number 9.
Okay, so 5. Okay. We haven't said Stroud or Geno Smith or Jordan Love yet, but we also haven't said Jaden Daniels. I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I said it. So,
I've heard you say plenty of things that you're like, I don't know. Jaden Daniels, number 5 nice. On the list.
Swaggy Booty's asking, what about Penix?
I did not.
We'll get to that.
You know what? Maybe he's 9. He's not. look, I didn't want to lie. I didn't want to lie to you. So the thing that Jaden Daniels has going for him, all his votes were 5 through 10. So, like, you know, when I tell you some of these other players like Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, all of those people have unranked votes to their name. Nobody put Jaden Daniels out of the top 10. And so that really helped him.
He was a top 10 one season quarterback.
Yes.
There's no other place to put him yet.
Exactly. So here's your top 10 so far: Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen in order, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, and then you got number 10, which is Baker Mayfield. Now, did I almost read number 9? Yes. Also, Alec, you guys are 9-for-10. Who is the number 9 quarterback on this? And not to add the pressure, but ESPN said the voting between 8, 9, 10, and 11 was exceedingly close.
Oh, it's tense. I feel like it would be wrong to not include the guy who just won the Super Bowl.
That, I forgot him. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, not a shot against him. Sometimes it's easy to forget about him because of how loaded that team is. But Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is correct. He is number 9 on the list. Highest ranking he got was 6. Lowest, again, not ranked. And last year, he was an honorable mention. So he's moved into the hierarchy. One more question. Are we one season away potentially from Jalen Hurts being acknowledged by everybody as a top 10 quarterback? Or do you think it'll default to he has the best team, good for him?
I think it'll default to that for a while.
Okay.
Depends on the type of season, but I think because they're so good at everything that it's going to kind of stick with that for a while.
So honorable mention, just consider this. CJ Stroud, obviously he took a big drop. He was 7 last year. Jordan Love is 12, Kyler 13, Brock Purdy 14, and Dak Prescott 15.
What?
So Brock Purdy.
Dak wasn't in the top 10?
You guys had 10 choices. Not once did you vote for him.
I didn't realize that we'd gone through all 10 already.
Mm-hmm. So
obviously.
Brock Purdy 14, Dak Prescott 15, and then the rest of the people got votes. Aaron Rodgers 16, Tua 17, Bo Nix 18. So Dak Prescott, I mean, that feels about right coming off injury season. But even when he wasn't injured, he was usually towards the bottom of the top 10, which I feel like is pretty much where we talk about him.
He has the chance to make move back up this year.
I agree.
For sure.
Absolutely.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.